And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of June, 2025. June 28th is National Tapioca Day. Tapioca is a starch extracted from the cassava root. Cassava, also called yuca, is a tuberous root vegetable native to Brazil, but is now spread as far as West Africa and Southeast Asia. The word tapioca comes from the Tupi language spoken by natives when the Portuguese first arrived in Brazil around 1500. This Tupi word is translated as coagulant and refers to the curd-like starch sediment that is obtained in the extraction process. To make tapioca, cassava root is ground into a pulp. Liquid starch is extracted from the ground cassava and dried into a starchy powder. Tapioca pearls, commonly known as boba, are formed when the tapioca starch is mixed with water to form a dough, which is then shaped into small balls. These balls are cooked until they develop a chewy texture. Starch is a basic source of energy that powers cells of the body and is typically digested quickly. Tapioca is a staple food for millions of people in tropical countries. Some of the most common variations for tapioca include bubble tea, a popular drink in Thailand, and tapioca flatbreads and crackers, which are typical in Indonesia. It's the birthday of John Wesley, born on this day in 1703. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, promoted a vegetarian diet. He felt good physical and spiritual health went together. He also believed that vegetarianism was the diet most compatible with Christian values, like mercy, compassion, and kindness. He was against any and all cruelty to animals or causing their suffering by killing them for food. John Wesley said, "I believe in my heart that faith in Jesus Christ can and will lead us beyond an exclusive concern for the well-being of other human beings to the broader concern for the well-being of the birds in our backyards, the fish in our rivers, and every living creature on the face of the earth." It's the birthday of Chris DeRose, born on this day in 1948. Chris DeRose founded Last Chance for Animals, an international nonprofit animal advocacy organization focused on investigating, exposing, and ending animal exploitation. Chris grew up without a father and was put into an orphanage three separate times by his ailing mother. Between the ages of 5 to 8, Chris lived in the orphanage for months at a time. All three times, he never knew if his mother would be coming back for him. When Chris was in acting school in Hollywood in the late 70s, a dog walked in off the street and sat right at Chris's feet. Chris took the dog home, fed him, and took him to the pound the following morning. As Chris was leaving the dog at the pound, he recognized the look of longing and desperation in the dog's eyes. Chris realized animals have feelings and returned to the pound the next day to get the dog. He learned that the dog's parents had been overjoyed to find him at the pound and had taken him home. The experience left Chris a changed man. Chris had a promising future as an actor, a profession he eventually turned his back on. Instead, he devoted 100% of his time to saving animals and educating people about animal abuse. For 10 years, using the power of the media, he worked as a reporter and special correspondent on Inside Edition, When Animals Attack, 48 Hours, A Current Affair, and Hard Copy. Chris contributed to more than 100 animal stories on these national shows that reached hundreds of millions of people. And here's a reading from one of John Wesley's favorite scripture passages, 1 Corinthians 13. "If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, 'Jump,' and it jumps, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that vegan means love for all.